for the very first time, I caught up with Education Officer Kashmir, who told me more about the Heritage Open Day, and firstly, a bit about the Nature Reserve itself.
So the Nature Reserve has a really rich history. It's a former chalk quarry. First started being quarried in about the 1700s. And it sort of finished in about the 1800s, and the reserve was established as a nature reserve in the 1980s. So it's been around for a really long time. The chalk was used for a variety of different things. It went towards doing the Manston Air Runway and rebuilding certain harbours after storms. So it's got a really rich history here. It was also used for ammunition storage through both of the wars, I believe. But since then, it's developed into a nature reserve. We have interesting flora and fauna biodiversity, really, because we have at least 8 orchids on site, as well as rare species, for example, like the turtle doves and the great crested newt. So it really is like a little island in the middle of a sea of farmland, and it's a really important site for somewhere like Thanet for its biodiversity.
Now, you're taking part in the Heritage Open Days on Saturday the 9th of September.
Yes.
So tell me why the Nature Reserve decided to take part in this programme.
Well, the theme for this year is nature, so obviously you've got a really clear connection there with the Heritage Open Days, trying to expand out and get people outside. But we're not just a nature reserve, we don't just do one thing. We also do have a museum on site, so it's got a variety of different exhibits. So we've got like dinosaur bones, we have curiosities, we have a lot of natural history. So it's really getting people down to see that this isn't just a nature reserve. There's a lot more that people can do down here with the museum. We've got little nature trails for the kids as well. So we're sort of multifaceted. There's a lot of different things that we can offer for the Heritage Open Day and just generally regularly throughout the year. And we're going to be holding all of our normal nature trails for the kids. That includes fairy trail, where the kids can have a look at fairy houses, and dinosaur trail. But we are also holding some free walks around the reserve at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. where people can learn a little bit about the history, about the animals that we've got here, and all the different things that you can find at the reserve.
And as far as the Heritage Open Days, do you think this is a great thing for Thanet?
This is a fantastic thing for Thanet. I think Thanet is so up and coming for its tourism, and there's not many natural areas in Thanet, but anything that can get people into Thanet and travelling around Thanet is, brilliant. And having the Heritage Open Day can encourage people down, because you've got free entry to all of these different things. So it's such a brilliant thing that Thanet really needs to get involved with.
Now, Kashmir, you've been working at the Nature Reserve in your current role for about a year. What do you like about the reserve?
I like the variety that the reserve can offer you. And there are some nature reserves that don't really have much of an interaction. They don't perhaps have staff members, or they don't have like a centre where you can go to and learn about it. I find that Moncton is quite different in that sense, because we have the building, we have 3 members of staff and plenty of volunteers. We can offer people quite an interactive experience with the reserve. You know, our jobs can be quite varied. Of coming from a member of staff, that we can, from one day we might be outside trimming the wildflower meadow, we might be surveying butterflies, to the next day we might be helping visitors who have taken pictures of birds, for example. So because we can offer so many different things, that's what I like about this reserve. It's not just viewing nature, it is learning about nature through asking members of staff by looking at what we have in the museum and what we have around the reserve itself.
And the reserve is 16 acres, so it really is a good size, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a decent site. I think because we've got the motorway roads running alongside it, I don't think people really realise it's down here, because we're in a quarry as well. We get it all the time. People say that they've driven past for hundreds of times for years and years, and they've never been down here, and they're always so surprised at the size of it and what we actually offer down here. I don't think enough people know about us, really. I think a lot of people refer to us as a hidden gem, and I really do think we live up to that name.
Yeah, it's important to mention that your role as education officer isn't just for school children, it really is for all people of all ages.
The fact that we're trying to reach out to disadvantaged groups, schools and things like that at the moment, so we're starting to try to extend our reach into the community to become this real community asset where people can come down and learn about nature, because there just isn't that many opportunities for environmental education across a lot of East Kent. We attract schools from up to 35 miles away. We really are an asset for people, and I don't think people sometimes realise the variety of stuff we do. So it's really just promotional on our side to get out what we do and the name for ourselves, really. And I'm more than happy if somebody comes to me and says, would you be able to do a private session for my family or group that I'm getting together, I'm happy to do things like that, and I can speak to people about what we can offer them.
What's the website for the Nature Reserve at Moncton?
So our website is moncton-reserve.org, so that's kept fairly up to date. We also have a Facebook page that's updated. That's another way that we reach out to people and help educate people with what we post on those.
Kashmir Flint from Moncton Nature Reserve joining me talking about the Nature Reserve, and they're taking part in the Heritage Open Day today from 11. More details.